理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky. Thank you for joining us today as we continue with our lesson, A Taste of Germany. Now, we are learning about German food and finding out that Germans love their meat.
That's right. Hi, everyone. My name is Steve. If you remember, Germans have more than 1,500 kinds of sausages alone, which is an indication of just how much they love to eat meat. Well, what else is involved in German cuisine?Join us as we find out on page 27 in the left-hand column. A Taste of Germany. Perhaps the most famous of all German dishes is pork knuckle. The secret to this dish's scrumptious taste lies in its preparation. The chef first marinates the meat in beer and salt.Before putting it in the oven to roast for about 3 hours. As the meat cooks, the chef brushes the skin with its own juices every 10 minutes. The result is a dark red pork knuckle with deliciously crispy skin and juicy tender meat. I savored every last bite.
Well, students, last time we did learn all about those sausages and all the meat that Germans love to eat, and we're talking more about meat now. It says perhaps the most famous of all German dishes is pork knuckle, and I think that's true. Often when we think about German food, we think about the pork knuckle, and it's pork, not pig knuckle.
Right, it's pork knuckle, and a knuckle is the joint in your fingers here. Those are knuckles, but we're not literally talking aboutThe pig's knuckles. Mm-hmm. In this case, we're talking about a joint, right?
Right. I believe it's a cut of meat from the animal that is above the joint in the back of the leg. So I think you can get this from a calf, or you can get it from a pig, or even a lamb.
Right. Well, the secret to this dish's scrumptious taste, according to the author, is in its preparation. It's a very, very delicious, and the author uses a different word now. He uses the word scrumptious.To describe the taste. Scrumptious means delicious, very delicious. We learned yesterday the word delectable. That mm-hmm. could fit here too.
That's right. They both mean the same thing. And we've learned this word scrumptious early on in our Taste of lessons, but we're reviewing it again because it's a good word for you to learn. So the secret to this dish's scrumptious taste, the secret here is the key, we might say, the thing that really makes it taste so good,is the preparation. It lies in its preparation.
Okay, so a lot of people will try this dish and they'll say to themselves or to their friends, how can this dish taste so good? What is the secret? Well, the author is giving you the answer to the secret. It lies in the preparation, how this dish is made.
Okay, so this is a good sentence pattern. We would like to review it with Liz. Liz, help us out.
Hi there.And hello to all of you out there. My name is Liz, and welcome to Usage Tips. Here's a sentence that we're going to discuss today. The secret to this dish's scrumptious taste lies in its preparation. 使用 the secret to 的时候，最常出现的问题就是容易把 to 加 verb 的不定词形态用在这里。例如 the secret to achieve success is a positive attitude.不过这是不正确的哦。从本文的句中可以看出 the secret to 的后面应该需要接一个名词形态的受词。所以如果我们以之前所讲的句子为例，我们应该加的是动名词片语。The secret to achieving success is a positive attitude. 我们再来做个比较， 看看 the secret to 后面加名词片语和动名词片语的区别。The secret to a happy marriage is open communication. 快乐婚姻的秘诀就是开放的沟通。A happy marriage 是一个名词片语。接下来我们来看一个动名词片语的例子。The secret to learning English is constant practice. 学习英语的秘诀就是不断的练习。如果各位参考今天课文的 usage tips, 就会看到一些其他的练习例句。I hope you will all give it a try, and that's all the time we have for now. I'll see you again next time. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Liz. That was very helpful. So the secret to this dish's scrumptious taste lies in its preparation. And now we're going to talk about how the pork knuckle is prepared so that it has that wonderful flavor.
Okay, first of all, the chef marinates the meat in beer and salt before putting it in the oven to roast for about 3 hours. So the first key, the first secret, is to marinate the pork knuckle. Now, to marinate something means to place in a liquid in order for the spices in that liquid to be absorbed by the meat and giving the meat a great flavor.
Okay, so the meat, we might say, stands in that or soaks in that sauce. We even call that a marinade with a D instead of a T. And you can soak it in there for a period of time. And we see that different sauces are used, but in this case, it's beer and salt. So they put the pork knuckle in the beer and salt. It absorbs those flavors, and then they cook it for about 3 hours. Now, it says that they roast it in an oven. Is that a little different than cooking it, say, on top of the stove?
Sure, it is. It's different than cooking it, say, over an open flame. To roast, it means to put it in an oven and you have that dry heat rather than wet heat or steam.
Okay. Another secret is that they brush the skin with its own juices every 10 minutes. Now, it takes real determination here and patience because every 10 minutes, you have to pull that out of the oven and pour those juices over the top again so that it keeps it nice and moist, but it also makes it a very beautiful color.
Right. Well, it is a lot of work, and it does sound like hard work every 10 minutes for 3 hours. To put the juices on this, but it's well worth it because the result is a dark red pork knuckle with deliciously crispy skin and juicy tender meat. So there, it's no longer a secret. Now you know how to do it.
Okay, so you have that beautiful skin, it's juicy, it's wonderful. So the result is, it tells us, a very wonderful piece of meat. Well, let's go on. It says, I enjoyed or savored every last bite. So our writer savored every bite. Every time he took a bite, he really enjoyed it. He didn't want to waste or really, he wanted to enjoy the moment.
He did. He didn't eat it quickly. He enjoyed every bite. Nothing was wasted. Well, it's time to go to the chat room and then we'll take a break. Stay with us.
Welcome to the chat room. Today's article is about the popular German dish, pork knuckle.
It sure sounds delicious. So is the pork knuckle served in a sandwich?
No. What makes you think that?
Well, I've heard of a knuckle sandwich. Isn't that a kind of sandwich with pork knuckle in it?
No, Ken. A knuckle sandwich is a slang expression. It means a punch in the mouth.
Oh. 德国猪脚叫做 pork knuckle, 字面上是猪肉的关节。那有一个片语叫做 knuckle sandwich, 但是 knuckle sandwich 并不是吃的哦。Knuckle sandwich 是所谓的拳头三明治，就是对准一个人的嘴巴，赏他一拳的意思。Now, there's still something strange about a sentence in today's lesson.
Which sentence is that?
Well, it says right here, as the meat cooks, the chef brushes the skin with his own juices every 10 minutes. How can the meat cook itself? Shouldn't the chef cook the meat?
Okay, first of all, it's chef, not chef.
Chef.
That's right. Now, about the word cook, it can be a transitive verb with an object. So we can say, the chef cooks the meat for 2 hours. But it can also be used as an intransitive verb, meaning to undergo the process of being cooked, like it's used in our sentence.
Oh, I get it. It's like the word boil. We can say, let's boil some water, using it as a transitive verb, or the water is boiling, using it as an intransitive verb.
You've got it.
Cook 可以当及物动词或不及物动词。As the meat cooks 这句话是把 cook 当不及物动词使用，肉在烤的过程。Now the word cook can also be used as a noun, right?
That's right. A cook is a person who prepares food for eating, just like a chef.
Isn't the person who prepares food a cooker?
No, a cooker is not a person. A cooker is a home appliance that you use for cooking.
厨师除了用课文中的 chef, 也就是主厨、大厨之外，也可以用 cook. He is a cook. 千万不要讲 cooker.Cooker 指的是锅子，一个 rice cooker 是一个煮饭的电锅。
It's time for a break. Go grab a snack. We'll be right back.
How many different varieties of German bread are there? A. 50 B. 150 C. 300How many different varieties of German bread are there? C. 300. Wow, you could eat a different kind of bread every day for almost a year. But be careful, you might gain a little weight.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're talking about a taste of Germany, and our writer enjoyed a nice pork knuckle before the break.
Okay, so before the break, we found out even how to prepare the pork knuckle. It was a secret, but we let you in on that secret. What does the author dig into next? Well, join us now as we find out on line 13 in the left-hand column for the reading.
A Taste of Germany. Next, I dug my fork into another German favorite, sauerkraut and sausages. The sauerkraut, or pickled cabbage, made a pleasantly sour side dish. The sausages came in several varieties. Pork, cabanossi, cheese. The pork sausage contained a pleasing hint of spices.The cabanossi tasted of hot chili peppers. But my favorite had to be the cheese sausage. Filled with beef and creamy cheddar, this sausage was a mouth-watering meat lover's delight. In the end, I walked away from this delicious German meal with my craving for meat fully satisfied.
Well, our writer tells us next, I dug my fork into another German favorite. The idea of digging your fork into something kind of gives us the feeling that he was ready to really eat, right?
Right. It gives the idea that he has a lot of enthusiasm and excitement for what's on his plate. Well, what was on his plate? Sauerkraut and sausages. And this is actually one of my favorite German dishes.
Mm-hmm.
The pickled cabbage with the sausages and a little bit of mustard.Oh, it's very scrumptious.
Okay, so the sauerkraut, first of all, we might want to talk about that. Well, it does tell us what it is. It says the sauerkraut or the pickled cabbage made a pleasantly sour side dish. And that's the idea with this. The sauerkraut actually gives that. It has a different flavor from the sausage, so it's a nice combination.
Right, so you have one flavor with the sauce, the sauerkraut and another flavor with the sausage, and the two combined make a pleasant taste.When you pickle something, you marinate it or you can preserve it. Sometimes you place vegetables in salty water to pickle them. We know that cucumbers that are pickled in this way are actually called pickles.
That's right. And often vinegar is used in the pickling process. Well, it's very tasty. Some people are not used to it, but it's a very nice side dish. Now, a side dish is what?
Well, side dish is not the main course. It might be a little dish over here with just a few things on there to give more flavor to your meal or to give a different kind of taste to your meal.
Now, we've talked about all these different sausages, and again, our writer is telling us a little bit about this. He says the sausages came in several varieties. So the meal that he had some variety, didn't he?
He did. He had pork sausages. He had cabanossi sausage. and cheese sausage. So these are three more of the over 1,500 varieties you can choose from. He chose these three to try.
And often when you go out to a German restaurant, you have the choice. You can choose a couple, or sometimes three are served. You can get this combination, so you don't just get one flavor, but you get some variety. And in this case, the cheese sausage is very special. It has one flavor. Then you have the one that's very spicy and another that's quite mild.
Okay, the author says the pork sausage contained a pleasing hint of spices. Now, a hint means just enough so that you can detect it, but not overbearing. And then he also had the cabanossi, which tasted of hot chili peppers. So that would be the hot and spicy sausage.
Okay. But our writer said, my favorite had to be the cheese sausage. So he really enjoyed the cheese sausage. Filled with beef and creamy cheddar, this sausage was a mouth-watering meat lover's delight. Let's go back to the beginning of that sentence. First of all, it was filled with beef and cheddar. We're talking about, or a creamy cheddar, which is the type of cheese. Cheddar cheese is usually a very hard cheese. It can come in lighter colors of yellow up to a very bright orange. The fact that it was creamy, I think, gives us the idea that it was hot, for one thing. It was melted into the meat, right?
Right. Of course, and when we think of creamy, we think of milk products, and of course, cheese is made with milk, but yes, cheddar is a hard cheese, and it has a very distinctive flavor. Combine that with sausage, and it's a mouth-watering delight. In fact, it's a mouth-watering meat lover's delight. I think you'll remember that our author loves to eat meat, so he was very happy to try this.
Well, it says here, in the end, I walked away from this delicious German meal with my craving for meat fully satisfied. Now, we said before, he was hungry for meat, right? Well, he had a craving for meat, as you mentioned in the first part of our program, that desire for something is a craving for something.
Right. It's an eager or intense desire for something special, something you don't normally eat. And our author had a craving for meat, so he found this German restaurant and satisfied that craving.
Okay. Well, Andre and I did enjoy our meal. We have more to tell you about that, so we hope you'll enjoy this.
I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点，我们来看 marinate 这个动词。Marinate 是指将食物腌泡在酱汁中，例如 marinate the pork in soy sauce, wine, and garlic for 2 hours. 将猪肉用酱油、酒还有大蒜腌泡两个小时。如果是腌泡用的酱汁，叫做 marinade， 字尾是 N-A-D-E。例如。Pour the marinade over the beef and leave it sit for 12 hours. 将酱汁淋在牛肉上放置12个小时。接下来我们看的是 pickle 这个动词。Pickle 是指腌制食物，尤其是用醋来浸泡。Pickle 跟 marinate 的不同是 pickle 之后不用再烹调了，但是 marinate 之后食物是要再烹调的。Pickle 的过去分词 pickled 可以当形容词，意思就是腌制的，例如 pickled onions， 腌制过的洋葱。最后我们来看的是 craving 这个名词，它是从 crave 渴望或渴求这个动词衍生出来的。名词 craving 是指强烈的渴望，想要某种东西的渴望是用 for 这个介系词，例如 a craving for chocolate， 想要吃巧克力的渴望，或者是He went to the convenience store to satisfy his sudden craving for potato chips. 他跑去便利商店，想要满足突然想吃洋芋片的渴望。Are you ready for the word thank? Okay, let's go!
Pork knuckle. Pork knuckle is used in both German and Chinese cuisines. Scrumptious.All the dinner guests really enjoyed the scrumptious meal. Marinate. Marinate the meat in spices for at least an hour before you cook it. Pickle. If we pickle these vegetables, they will last all winter long. cheddar. Cheddar is my favorite kind of cheese. Craving. Susie had a craving for chocolate, so she bought a large chocolate candy bar.
A Taste of Germany. Perhaps the most famous of all German dishes is pork knuckle. The secret to this dish's scrumptious taste lies in its preparation. The chef first marinates the meat in beer and salt before putting it in the oven to roast for about 3 hours. As the meat cooks, the chef brushes the skin with its own juices every 10 minutes. The result is a dark red pork knuckle with deliciously crispy skin and juicy tender meat. I savored every last bite. Next, I dug my fork into another German favorite, sauerkraut and sausages. The sauerkraut, or pickled cabbage, made a pleasantly sour side dish. The sausages came in several varieties: pork, cabanossi, cheese. The pork sausage contained a pleasing hint of spices. The cabanossi tasted of hot chili peppers. But my favorite had to be the cheese sausage. Filled with beef and creamy cheddar, this sausage was a mouth-watering meat lover's delight. In the end, I walked away from this delicious German meal with my craving for meat fully satisfied.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed the Taste of Germany. Next month, we'll be going to India to try some Indian cuisine, which is really one of my favorite cuisines from around the world.
Okay, well, students, we hope you enjoy our look every month at different cuisines. We hope you'll join us next time for a new lesson, too. Thank you for being with us today. Keep up the good work in your English studies. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.